Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. So excited to be with you here today. We are reading through John 8:44 in the Common English Bible, the CEB. And these are verses that are taken from the Seven Deadly Friendships and released about a month ago. And I'm really excited to hear the stories of people's lives who are being changed by it and relationships, which is really what it's all about. Our lives are full of relationships. So today, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and he says some pretty pointed words. It says this: "Your father is the devil. You are his children, and you want to do what your father wants. He was a murderer from the beginning. He has never stood for the truth because there's no truth in him. Whenever that liar speaks, he speaks according to his own nature because he's a liar and the father of liars." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, help us to realize that we have a very real enemy in this world. That I've prayed about this before on the Pray Every Day show, but that he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He does not tell the truth, although sometimes his words sound like truth. So I pray today that you would give us holy discernment, this amazing discernment to know what is truth and what is error. And Lord, help us, instead of viewing people as our enemies, to remind us that our battle is, as I've also prayed before, our battle's not against flesh and blood, but against the principalities and powers of the air. And so these demonic entities, these demons, are what we fight against. We fight against the father of lies. We fight against our adversary, Satan, who prowls around like a roaring lion. And so, Lord, I pray you would open our spiritual eyes to the battle around us, that we wouldn't get so caught up in someone's, you know, the way that they do things or how they treat us or what we've been going through with them. Instead, lift our eyes. Help us to see that battle, that it's not them, it's this other kind of spiritual battle. And Lord, I had an experience recently where someone was really being mean online to me. And for a little bit, I engaged. And then I realized this is not going anywhere and it is not going to solve any problems whatsoever. And so I shifted focus, Lord, and you, I think that was definitely from you. In fact, I know it was from you. I sensed you say it. You said to pray for that person. And so instead of retaliating with all sorts of declarations about my rightness, I simply wrote out a prayer for them. And they didn't respond, which was fine, because I think it stopped the escalation, which is great. And so, Lord, I pray that for folks today, that when things get heated and when there's just one up upon one up upon one up, kind of a tit for tat and back and forth and yelling and hollering and screaming on social media, that we would instead, we would return a blessing, that we would instead pray for the person who's hurting us, and praying for those who persecute us, and praying for those who harm us, and praying for those who say negative things about us, and pray for those who drive us crazy. Lord, that our lives would be marked by prayer more than they would be marked by hostility or frustration or wrath. Lord, I know the enemy wins twice when when we do that. He wins the first time when someone is mean to us, and he wins the second time when we retaliate in kind. And so, Lord, help us to stop that cycle. Help us to resort to prayer. Help that to be our oxygen today, that it would be our first fallback, and instead of trying to escalate a situation. And so, Lord, protect us from the evil one. Your Lord's Prayer says that so clearly. And I pray for protection over those listening today, that the schemes of the evil one would be thwarted, that you would set angels around us to protect us, that you would keep our minds clear with your love and with your affection, and that we would hear your favor and sense your favor and experience your favor today, and that your favor and kindness and love and grace and mercy would loom larger in our minds than the enemy's schemes, because greater is he that is in us, the Holy Spirit, than he who is in the world, who's roaming about trying to steal, kill, and destroy. So help us to rest in that today. I choose to rest in that today, Jesus, that you are on the throne and there is no one beneath that. You're the highest that there can be. You're the creator. And so thank you for being you. Thank you for being triumphant. Thank you for triumphing over over sin and death. I love you. I need you. And I worship you with fond affection today. Amen. thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You're such a blessing to me. And I'm humbled, truly humbled that you take your every single day. Some of you even on Alexa say, Alexa, have Mary pray for me. I'm so humbled and grateful for that. Another thanks to Alan Rimes, and he is one of our Patreon supporters, and he went to patreon.com/prayeveryday. And there's all sorts of different levels that you can support at. You can start at $1 a month, so $12 a year, which is actually really great, and it helps keep the show on. If you bump it up to $5, you get a free piece of art from me that month, and $10 to get your name on a wall, and $20 you get to have an exclusive podcast that only goes to those particular Patreon backers. So thank you, Alan, for being one of those, and the rest of you, I hope you have an amazing prayer-filled day.